Na 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 patches. Na 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 stitches. Patches, stitches, Simpson podcast extravaganza. Hey, welcome to the show. If you want to contact us, send us a tweet at stitches at patches. All right, let's kick it off right away with our rundown.
This week's rundown is brought to you by Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri. My dad says it's like Vegas if it were run by Ned Flanders.
If you want to go to Las Vegas but you just can't quite afford it, give the Show Me State a try. If you settle for us, we'll settle for you. Branson. This week in Springfield, we had Principal Skinner wanting to go on spring break a day early, so he comes up with go to parents for work day, or go to parents, go to work with your parents day. Lisa gets assigned to Homer, and Bart gets assigned to Marge. The school district dictates that homemaker is not a career, not an actual job, so Bart has to go to work with Patty and Selma at the DMV. While at the DMV, he makes his own fake ID, pretending to be 25 years old. He uses the ID to get in a little bit of trouble around Springfield, but then he hooks up with Milhouse, Nelson, and Martin, who's made $600 selling soybean futures with his dad, to rent a car and go on a road trip. Meanwhile, Lisa is at a nuclear power plant with Homer, and they're kind of enjoying their time together and bonding. And Homer actually enjoys his work since Lisa's there. The boys on their road trip across the country decide that they're going to go to Knoxville, Tennessee, just by looking at a AAA book and picking it out. And they're going to go visit the World Fair in Knoxville. When they get there, they realize that the World Fair was in 1982 and they are a bit late. While in Knoxville, they run out of money and their car gets ruined, so they are now stranded. So Bart has to call back home and ask Lisa for help because he had lied and told them that he was going to the National Grammar Rodeo. That was his excuse to get away for a week. And he gets Lisa to convince Homer to order something from a nuclear power plant in Tennessee so they can ship it back to Springfield. And him and the guys end up getting a ride back home. The episode ends with the Simpsons around the dinner table, which is one of the best ways that Simpson episodes end. And Bart tells them that the National Grammar Rodeo was too commercialized and they forgot that it was supposed to be all about the grammar. And that is the rundown.
So we got some sponsor bucks from Branson, Missouri. How did we get that?
I went out and hustled this week, and the deal that I made with them is that they agreed not to sue us if I got rid of one of my offensive lines. So that's what we got.
That's Branson. Awesome. That's a good get right there. Where we've made it. Hey, so is take your child to work day, has that ever been a thing? Like a real thing that has happened?
I think take your daughter to work day has really happened. I don't think the sons get the privilege.
Like in the 60s, it was like take your daughter to work day?
I was not alive back then, but I will say, no, I think it's more recent than then that take your daughter to work day was some kind of initiative to get girls to realize that they did not have to be homemakers like Marge. They could go and do other things. I've never actually heard of a real take your kid to work day.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Cause
I think I've heard of like bring your pet to work day. Have you ever heard of those?
I think there's companies that like allow you to bring your dog or your, I don't know if cats are allowed. Nobody really likes cats in the workplace.
But people love dogs, is that what you're saying?
I think, yeah, people love cats, but nobody wants cats in the workplace, you know. There's always enough drama in the workplace anyway. You don't need more cats strutting around.
Coincidental story, we actually had puppies at my work today. People think puppies are just the best thing ever. And it's hard because yeah, I'm just not a pet dude, so I'm like, yeah, puppies. They are cute. I mean, come on, they're cute, but I can only pet them for like 30 seconds before I'm just like, I'm just not interested.
Because you have no soul or what? No, were they bringing it in to sell it or sell them?
Very good question. Is that so two of them were just for cutesies, but one I think was not sold. It's so funny that you think like that because that's the first thing I thought too. I'm like, oh, is this a sales opportunity that we're? I've not gone to that seminar, but I would. Hey, look at my cute puppies. Who wants one? Get them while they're still fresh.
So you've never lived worked in a place that lets you bring your animals into work.
Have you ever worked at a place where either the kids or the spouse comes and visits your work, your fellow workers, often, and you're kind of like, this isn't your second home. You don't need to be coming in all the time.
No, I mean, I guess the place that I'm currently working, people, you know, family members drop in. I bring my kids in sometimes. My wife.
So you're the guy. You're the guy that everyone's like, Stitch's kids are here. Yeah, hey, it's good to see you again. Don't grab that kid. Here's some candy.
All right. What is your biggest laugh out loud moment from this episode?
The biggest one, you kind of put me on the spot there. I'm just going to read one of them. There's one time Homer got mad at, I don't know if it was Lisa said it, but he says, Mo thinks he knows more than Mo knows.
Yes.
Who was he talking to when he said that?
He was talking to Lisa.
Okay.
I like that whole exchange with him and Lisa. And another part in that is when Lisa tells him that Bart has crashed the car, but he can't tell anybody. And then he goes into the hazmat suit and screams.
You like that part?
I love that part because that's like, I feel like that's real world right there. It's like you have to try to hide your rage from your kids sometimes.
And you don't try, but your attempts normally fail.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It right, just spills out everywhere.
The other part I really remembered and I liked was and it's not like necessarily a joke, but the animation from when the boys are in the car.
Yes.
And they're like, Bart, can we stop for ice cream? Bart, can we pick up the hobo? Bart, can we do this? And they just keep on flipping from, like, not still shot to still shot, but from
it's like the quick same cuts. Same angle. Yeah. That's funny because I thought you were talking about when they first start hitting the road and, like, the camera's, like, you know, they animate it like the camera's cruising around the car and you just get to see, like, Bart's eyes right over the steering wheel. And
also cool animation. Very cool animation.
And they have the song that's playing.
Radar Love.
Yeah. There we go. I'm glad you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the reason why I went off on a tangent was because I felt like you had retold the whole episode in your rundown. I mean.
Oh, man. I've been working on how I can cut that rundown. I did not talk about, I left out the grammar rodeo part where Bart comes up with it and he gives it to all of his buddies. And they all, have different bits of how they sell their grammar rodeo to their parents. And Martin really believes that they're actually going.
And Nelson just throws the paper away. Well, the funny part about that is Bart is so, he sells it like he's come up with this whole master plan for each one of them. And it's just the same story
It's the same story.
Grammar rodeo.
And I didn't talk about take your kid to work day because there are some funny bits in there about Bart at the DMV and Milhouse with his dad.
I know. It makes me want to go to a cracker factory now. I like when they go
You touched on the and I'm just gonna explain it to you is that I didn't know you would catch that, but the Batman themed music when then Milhouse and his dad slide down the poles.
Yeah.
I didn't talk too much about Lisa and Homer, just said that they bonded. There was some, like you said, that was a pretty don't want to say meaningful, but pretty heartfelt part of this show. And I remember when the episode first aired, it was nice because Lisa wasn't being like a know-it-all and her and Homer just got along nice.
Right.
Very, very pleasant part of the story.
There wasn't a lot of drama with them. It was like they were just enjoying being father and daughter. And I feel like every episode that happens is usually a pretty good episode where Homer and Lisa are just connecting.
Because they normally don't lay it on too thick. They just, there's good back and forth, yeah.
But then the opposite that usually goes with this is that Bart and Marge are forced to do stuff together. And that relationship never goes well, in my opinion.
No, it's not funny at least.
No, it's not funny.
So, I have a noises off for you already.
Oh, sweet.
Do you have any this week?
I did not have... Here, I'm going to foreshadow right now is that I don't have any nuggets and I had no noises off.
My nugget was the Batman music that you already stepped on. So We're not going to have many nuggets. All right. That's okay. So here's my noises off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get your ears open. Here it goes. Let me do my best. Let me. Me, my mom. Oh, e, oh, e, ah, oh, ah, e, oh, oh, e.
Oh, my goodness. I am blanking out right now. I have no.
It was Milhouse.
It was Milhouse. Oh.
They were in the car.
Oh, when he's turning up the music?
He's turning up the music and he's either singing along with it or I didn't know if he was in pain. I think he's trying to sing along with it and Nelson slaps him on the back of the head.
Yes.
And he goes, Bart, Nelson slapped me. He sure did. I did that one just so I liked your segment of noises off because that was just a weird noise that Milhouse was making. I'm like,
oh, that's a good
why is
line.
He is he trying? I think he was trying to sing with the song.
You know, and that's the biggest part I remember from this episode is them driving. Like the line that I use all the time is cruise control, my good man.
It just you and I use that.
Just Bart being in the back seat, and then they hit the cornfields and.
And obviously, I took note of the Branson part, which I didn't remember from this one, but I did do a little. I looked it up on the Googlebot, and Andy Williams actually did have his own theater in Branson.
Okay.
It's called the Moon River Theater. And I was going to run this by you. It's like when they stopped to watch Andy Williams and to sing. Do you think like the writers first pitched that it would be Martin who wanted to? And then when they did the bit, they're like, well, that's all right, but it's not really funny. But having Nelson being the one who wants to stop and listen to Andy Williams and then getting so excited that he sang Moon River. And then getting so excited that he sang Moon River. Pow, right at the end, second encore, he did it.
I didn't think he was going to, but boom.
Boom. Yes. To me, like, if Martin would have done that joke, it just wouldn't have been funny. It would have been this is who Martin is.
And... Yeah, it's right up his alley, but for Nelson to do it. That's one of my notes is that I wish they would have kept the character trait that he's a big Andy Williams fan.
Like in different seasons?
Yeah, like in different seasons. Like if he references Andy Williams songs. And
are you sure they don't?
Whoa. That just blew my mind.
I do remember this episode though too. They put these four boys together, and it used to be that Nelson was just the bully and Martin was just the nerd and Milhouse is the best friend kind of guy. But like having those four interact, I remember thinking it was pretty special, and it was good back and forth between all four of them.
Right when Bart calls him, oh, what's the line like?
Milton.
It's Martin. Where Milhouse cracks on it. That part's funny. Like, all the car stuff is pretty good.
I guess
my poke the bear was, have you taken a road trip that's kind of gone out of whack?
I don't like road trips. I took a road trip with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, across the country. We did the Yellowstone and the pictures of the president.
Mount Rushmore
trip and Badlands and whatnot. That didn't really go bad though. There wasn't like anything like we didn't run out of money or anything. It's just, and I think a road trip with like four or five people is the one that you were looking for, where something just really kind of like one person freaks out or something like that. How about you?
All my poke the bears come from real life experiences. So. Like when I was, I think, 17, two other friends of mine, me and two other friends, that's how you say that, we took a road trip like across the state. Like it wasn't even that far to watch a concert, but like I remember going to this concert and like I was driving, so I got to have less fun because I was worried about, we weren't staying overnight, so I just wanted to get back on the road because I didn't want to, be too tired, and then it rained and there was construction and it just turned into like, no, I don't want to do this. I hate this. Like the grown up.
That's not a road trip. That's not a road trip at all, man. Road trips are supposed to be carefree and you got time and stopping for ice cream if you want to. You were just You were just tasked with driving to a concert.
Yeah, I was just roped in. Maybe that's it.
Because I was thinking when you first started the story, I was almost jealous until your story ended. So, ugh. You know, like being 17 or, you know, you just got your license and it's just, it is that sense of freedom that they kind of captured a bit in this episode. You're just like, what do we want to do? Where are we going to go? We can, the world is our oyster. We can do whatever we want and see whatever we want, you know, the free road kind of thing.
Did this episode make you feel that way now? Like, you wish you could hit the road?
Not right now, but it kind of made me want to be, let's say, 16. Like you said, if you just got your driver's license, you're not ready for it. But it made me want to be 20 or 21 and just get in the car and go. I did travel when I was younger. I didn't like to drive, so I did not, like drive across country, but I've taken like trains across the country and flown across country and kind of been a bum that way. And it's pretty carefree and you meet new people and what are you guys doing? You going to that city? Okay, sure. Why not? You know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is cool. I'm too uptight to do that, I think.
You think so? I thought I was a stick in the mud. You're the just everything will work out kind of guy. No? It'll all work out.
I just internalize it, I guess. Okay. Do you think that Principal Skinner ever left the airport, or did he just stay in Hong Kong's airport the whole time?
Was it Hong Kong or Singapore? I think he was in Singapore.
Oh, Singapore.
No, I think I was going to mention that in this episode, Principal Skinner had a different personality, right? This is like he wasn't quite as weak as he is now. So I think he went to Singapore and he had a good time. I don't think he stayed in the airport. And then later on in future episodes or future seasons, we find out that he was a military man. So I think he could handle himself in Singapore just fine.
You know, while you were talking, I was thinking of something else. How much I hate Truth or Dare.
Didn't we talk about this before?
We did talk about this before, but even it just bugs me that Lisa says truth and then Homer just asks her just a random question. Wasn't truth like the rules of Truth and Dare? You have to ask a specific question and then that person has to tell the truth about it.
So how does Homer do it to Lisa? Doesn't he ask her if there's any boys that she likes?
He's like, do you have a crush on anybody?
Yeah, so that's a truth question.
I guess you ask her a specific. Do you have a crush on Milhouse would be a better question in my opinion, but I guess I'm not the referee of this Truth or Dare, so.
Homer didn't, consult with you before he asked this question, but I did remember this part, though, is that she asked him, did she say truth? He said truth first, and then
yes,
he didn't want to tell the truth, so then he had to do the dare, right?
Right.
What was the question that he didn't want to answer?
She wanted to know who was his favorite child.
Oh, yes, that was good.
You know what? I do have one nugget slash, I don't even know what this is, but okay. When Milhouse and Bart are outside the Quickie Mart, there's a sign that says, beer suitcase $12.95. What is a suitcase?
At the Quickie Mart. That's just a good deal. That's a Homer Simpson deal right there.
What is a suitcase?
A suitcase of beer. It's probably at least 36. I'm guessing closer 48.
Have you ever heard that term, a suitcase of beer?
No, but I believe in it. I believe it exists.
I support it.
I've been questioning why we have six packs recently. Like, why not eight? Why not four? Why not 15?
Packaging. Well, eight. I mean,
well, it is a packaging thing, but I've been seeing 15 packs lately, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'm in. Why limit myself to 12?
Diablo Canyon 1. Why can't you be more like Diablo Canyon 2?
I felt with this episode they kind of gave their location of Springfield away just a bit between those little things and going through Branson on the way to Knoxville. Was this one of the first episodes that you remember where they actually went somewhere real?
Oh yeah, kind of
made fun of too. I mean, they made fun of Branson a little bit, and then they definitely made fun of. They didn't really make fun of Knoxville too much.
I also remember the wigs in this episode really stuck out in my mind. Sun sphere full of wigs.
I wonder how they came up with that joke.
I have something else for you.
I'm looking up Knoxville, Tennessee World's Fair right now. Oh, there's the Sun Sphere. Cool. It actually stands. Oh, it looks nice, too. Everyone, go onto the internets and look at the Sun Sphere in Knoxville. It looks pretty cool.
I wonder if this episode, like, rejuvenated the Sun Sphere.
Both. I think it did both. President of downtown Knoxville. Okay. 2 K's, 1 X, Knoxville. Let's do it. I'm guessing you didn't have any wizard digits if you don't have the nuggets or the observations.
I don't have wizard digits.
Let's just jump right to Showstopper. I'm going to go first on Showstopper because I feel like you always steal my Showstopper.
Okay. Should I guess your Showstopper?
Yeah, let's do that because I feel like we should just do that.
All right. I'm going to guess that you're going to go with Nelson.
Wrong.
Okay. Who are you guessing that I'm going with?
You look to be clever. I picked Bart. So I think you're going to pick Bart too.
I did not pick Bart.
Who was your showstopper?
I went with Langdon Auger.
I have no idea who that is.
They say his name three times.
I told the people that you always like to be clever. How did when they ordered the part from Tennessee, they used Langdon Auger again, don't they?
Yes.
God.
Good. Which pull. I also love that part, like where he's like, "Hey, I see your 437 is working just fine." And then Homer pours coffee on it. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're operating without a 437.
Damn it, Springfield. Did you see that? If you heard that voice, oh, that was Grimey's voice.
Yeah, it's Hank. Yeah, it's Hank.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like, so I did like, that was a good joke, but it was like, oh, that's Grimey. God, good Lord, Springfield. Bart, man. Bart carried the episode. His bits in the car were funny. And I know you and I have made a deal to try to stay away from Homer and Bart as showstoppers. But every time he was on the screen, he made me laugh. Bart can still carry an episode.
He did really well in this.
They don't make Bart carry episodes as much anymore.
No. This is probably when it was the tipping point.
When they switch from Bart more to Homer and other people. They're trying to get other people to carry episodes now, and it doesn't always work.
Depends on who.
I'm flipping through my book. Whenever they do Bart, I think they try to tag him up with Lisa. Or they make tag team with someone. And this one I felt was pretty... I mean, he was good with the guys. I liked his grammar rodeo stuff. I liked when he wanted to stay at home with Marge.
I feel like the best Simpson episodes are always like the heartfelt episodes, though, too. So.
And you felt Bart, that with this one with Lisa and Homer?
Well, Lisa and Homer, but like you said, Bart with the guys was... He had good give and take too, so
it wasn't too much Milhouse, right? Sometimes you get too much Milhouse. It was pretty heavy on Nelson. Martin got in there a little bit for some jokes.
Do you feel that when you watch a Simpson episode too many times that it kind of loses its pizzazz?
Pizzazz, yes. But entertain, I mean, it's still good. That's a really interesting question because there are certain episodes that I still feel like get better since we've done this podcast. There are certain episodes that are still as good or get better.
But
you and I have watched Simpson episodes multiple times, so this is probably, I don't know, it could be the 8th time I've watched this episode, not knowing how many times I've watched any individual episode, but this one didn't for me. This one was still pretty good.
I just remember loving this episode. I mean, obviously it's funny and it's good, but I don't know if the years have, like I've taken in so much more Simpsons that it just kind of got flatter for me.
I think that's part of it, is that there's so many episodes now that you can't, you know, like you and I always try to talk about top five or top this, and it's like, there's a lot to choose from.
Where I get a little defensive is, you know, this is from I'm just going to go into my showstopper, and, my rating.
Yeah.
And I call this a classic season FUD.
Classic what?
Classic season FUD.
A classic season dud?
FUD. F-U-D-D. F-F-U-D? That's it. FUD. Because it's from the classic era of Simpsons, but in the run of the Simpsons, I'm not going to go back and pick this out and recommend it to someone.
I'm going to rate your rating FUD you.
How do you spell that?
You don't want to know. This is a really great episode. It is from... I hate to say classic era, but it's like season 7 was a great season for The Simpsons. Like you said, they had reached maybe their peak of people watching them. It's good. I rated this 4 out of 5 colored wigs. The animation is stupendous, the jokes are funny, and there was heartfelt story on the B-side. So
any episode from season 7 is going to be at this level or better.
No, I bet you we could pick a worse one.
Well, I mean, it's a long season, but overall, if you just cruise the season and be like, oh yeah, that episode.
There's a lot of, I'm picking through. There's a lot of famous episodes in season 7.
Yes.
I think you and I sometimes just say, hey, you might want to watch this season again. I think season 7 would be a good one.
I do have some, I don't know if you want to call it snooze or what you want to call it, but remember last week when I said, I think I had a nugget of Krusty's poster in the background and it says, give us a hoot, read a book.
Yeah.
So in season 1, the Sideshow Bob episode where he frames Krusty, Krusty does a literacy TV commercial and he says, give a hoot, read a book in that.
How did you dig this up?
I'll just be honest with you. Because you pressure me until I am anyway. I was watching season 1 and I happened to see that part. And he said, give a hoot, read a book. And I was like, OMG.
I thought you and I made a deal that you can't watch other episodes of Simpsons.
We debate about this all the time. Have we decided yet? Me. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do.
All right. Why'd you go back to season 1?
Simpsons are on TV almost every single day, and it's my go-to TV channel. If I'm going to lay down for 2 seconds, I'm going to turn it to FX Now and watch a Simpson episode.
So you didn't put an episode in?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Research an episode and write notes. I sucked it in for enjoyment.
Is that the best snooze you got? Man, you've been nailing it with the snoozer lately, and that made me snoozed.
Did you come up with a name for the fans of our podcast yet?
Well, I thought of one. I don't know if you'll like it. But in a previous podcast, we talked about how you and I said we were nerds, or that we were Simpson nerds. And you said, we're not Simpson nerds. We're Simpson addicts. And I thought that was the funniest thing, because for some reason, your mind being an addict is better than being a nerd. So okay. The name I came up with, our fans, and they can vote on it, put the poll question up, Stitches, kids in the addict.
Kids in the addict.
Yeah. Addict. So let's try it for a while. And if you say addict, I'm not going to care, right? If you say addict, it's like,
good. All right. You said it's a poll question. So are you going to give them another option?
No, they have to come up with something else.
Okay.
I can't do everyone's work. I tell the people at my job, I'm like, I'm not going to do everyone's work, okay? People at my work don't like me that much.
Same with people on this podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Kids in the Addict.
I'll put the poll question up on our Twitter page, Twitter profile.
Hey, if you come up with one, you can put one up, too.
I might. I'll have to think about it. Okay. So next week's going to be our last episode for season 1 of the Patches and Stitches Simpson podcast.
Season 1 of the podcast. What do you think, Stitches? Has it been a whopping success?
It has been a whopping success. Just
doing
24 episodes is impressive.
I'm going to disagree. I think it's been okay, but I think we will make or break the whole season with next week's podcast. The episode we're going to pick, and this is how random we do it, is I'm going to pick the season right now, and you will pick the episode. We will not know the name of that episode, because unless you can be quick on the draw. Season 26.
Season 26, episode 18.
Okay, there it is, people. If you
should we confirm that that's an episode? Like they only did 17 episodes that year.
It's the Simpsons. Come on, have some faith. Nope. Season 26, episode 18. Hey, if you wanted to be really scared, you could have picked 4 or 5. So you took a shot. What do they do every year? They do 24 at least, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
22 at least every single year.
We should be
tuned in. We'll be back. Stitches and I are in negotiations for season 2, don't worry.
All right, don't from all of us, Patches, Tishes, and Langdon Auger, we want to say, have a good week.
And remember to travel to Branson, Missouri.
GM Chrysler, we're out of here.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast Extravaganza is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
I'm Timmy O'Toole, and I'm stuck in a well.